Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. All right, welcome to today's episode of Your Daily Scrum. This one's going to be a little different. We've got a viewer question, but it's kind of a show and tell, Todd.
It is, yeah, yep. We got a question from Frank. Should I just go ahead and read what Frank says?
Yeah, let's do that.
What are some books you recommend for continuous learning or growth as a Scrum Master? So actually, a lot harder of a question to answer than I thought, because we recommend so many, because you and I read so much, Ryan, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely read a lot of books. And so I struggled with 5. I'll probably break the rules and do 6. Maybe a 7th. You know what? Let's just jump into it, Todd. What's your first book?
Yeah, I have a book called Thinking in Depth by Annie Duke, right? Previous World Series of Poker champion. I don't want to dive too much into it, but it's all about decision making and thinking in depth. Must read book, I think, for product management. What do you think, Ryan? Really awesome, super easy read, yep. and just an overall, it's a great book.
I think so too. So, one of the early books that I read that still, you know, I flip through it every once in a while. I think this is a book that really taught me a different way of thinking about Scrum. So The People's Scrum by Tobias Mayer. As you can see, I still have notes in it. I've gone through this multiple times and underlined a bunch of stuff and marked it up. And I love this book because it made me think about Scrum in a different way, right? This brought kind of a different perspective a while ago. I enjoy this book quite a bit. So People's Scrum by Mayer would be one that definitely has a permanent place on my bookshelf.
Awesome. Okay, I am going to go with another one that has a permanent place on my bookshelf as well. I love this book, Blink by Malcolm Gladwell. So it's interesting, when I graduated from college, I remember thinking to myself, I'm never going to read another book again. And I was traveling back and forth to the Netherlands quite frequently, and I grabbed this and read this, and it set me on a journey of reading many, many books after this because it was so awesome. Again, another book about decision-making and how people make decisions. So Malcolm Gladwell, Blink, really entertaining, really thought-provoking book.
Very nice. You know, my next one, our friends over in the Netherlands, speaking of the Netherlands, Scrum Survival Guide. It's quickly becoming a modern favorite of mine. I think they've put together some pretty neat experiments. I love working through it. So I definitely think Zombie Scrum Survival Guide deserves a place up on your shelf as well.
Cool. I'm switching over to a Dan Pink book, Not Drive, right? Which is a really popular book by Daniel Pink. This one is To Sell as Humans. Actually, I feel like most of Dan Pink's work is always entertaining and great to read. This is To Sell as Humans. It talks a lot about how everybody's selling something, right? You and I both know that we're selling our children to brush their teeth before they go to bed.
Yep. Right?
So I think this is just a great, very interesting book. I really enjoyed it. Reference it a lot.
Yeah, that one,
you've brought it up enough times that I need to check that one out. So
it's very good.
So my next one has changed the way that I think about estimates and really got me back into a pretty reasonable spot with estimates. When will it be done by Vacanti? I think this is probably a book that had the most impact on me recently. Just realizing forecasts and Monte Carlo simulation and all these things are not bad words, that you can be predictable with Scrum and Kanban. A four-hour train ride and then reading his book and then a few dinners brought me back, I think, on a good path with this. So when will it be done by Vacanti? One of my new modern favorites.
Right on. All-time great. XP Explained. If you haven't read this, whether you're a coder, whether you're a Scrum Master, whether you're in product management or product ownership, this to me if you're working in the Agile space, this is an absolute required read. This is one of the first books that I ever read on Agile, besides Agile Project Management with Scrum by Ken and Mike Beadle. This is an all-time. It's absolutely must read. Extreme Program. I think we were just talking before, as we were trying to pick these books out. I probably read this 6 times, right? And this book is really worn. So must read.
Yeah, I actually had pulled my copy off the shelf too, preparing for this. So that's one that I think we both agree really have to be read. The next one I'm going to talk about is Joy Inc. I really love this book. I love Joy Inc. by Richard Sheridan. My camera's over there. I think this is just an excellent, excellent vision of what I think they're basically a Scrum shop, of what a Scrum shop could look like and how to, you know, make money as a consultancy doing this and the ups and downs and the risks. Again, as you can see, I've marked it up heavily. I've read it many times. I'm probably due to read it again here. I love this book. I think Sheridan gave the world a gem with this one.
All right. And my last one, although I do have a bonus thing I want to talk about, is Training from the Back of the Room. So I've had this book for many years by Sharon Bowman. And I honestly think that this isn't just if you're a professional trainer, right? This is a book about facilitation techniques, and I think it's awesome. I've really been revisiting it a lot lately. I took the training maybe 6 years ago, and I've been just checking out and going back through it a lot recently as we've been applying a lot of these concepts to the online world. So Training from the Back of the Room, you can see I've got all kinds of bookmarks on activities and things to do. I think it's a must to nice. Facilitation.
Yeah, TBR is awesome. The next one here, I cheated. I grabbed quite a few, actually. Scrum Mastery by Jeff Watts. Hmm. Awesome book on servant leadership, self-organization, being a great Scrum Master. I think Jeff wrote a really awesome book here. I love it. I recommend it to every Scrum Master that I work with, that I've hired in the past. I've bought more copies of this than I probably care to remember to give away. So I think Jeff has written a brilliant book here, even though he can't seem to remember that Agile for Humans is a podcast that deserves to be on his top 10 list. Those of you who know what's going on there, you're an old school listener to the show. But no, Jeff is great. He's been on the show many times. And this book is awesome. If you have not read Scrum Mastery, run out and get it today.
And we did a Craft Root Agile with him and Paul.
Yeah,
pretty awesome. Fun. Pretty fun hanging out with those guys for like an hour.
Yeah, it's a blast. Todd, I cheated. I grabbed a few extras. I think there's one other book that I didn't feel right leaving off. So I'm going to put one more up. And I think this is actually one of the most important books that I read in leadership roles. And I think Scrum Masters could learn a lot. This is probably, out of my list, the most important book, right? Read this first. Secrets of Consulting by Jerry Weinberg. It is just, it's packed. So many, again, I keep marking these up. And like, this is the kind of book that I've taken insane notes in. It's just so good. How to price things, how to know that you're helping. He has all these different rules for situations. It's just excellent. So I think that's a must read. Todd, we'd also be pretty remiss if we didn't mention our own book.
Yeah, fixing your scrum. Yeah, of course.
I mean, we love our book too, right? But we're trying to give some other things to read. But if you're struggling with scrum and if your teams are not working at a level that you think they could be, our book's going to help you too. Mm-hmm. But I think between the two stacks that we've provided.
I do. Can I offer one up? I was going to give it. So this has absolutely nothing to do with anything, but I love it because I love a lot of Chuck Palahniuk, if I said that right.
Yeah.
The work that he's done. You were telling me about another book that I need to read. Probably a little known series that there is a Fight Club comic series out there. I really enjoyed it. It's definitely probably borderline R-rated, maybe worse than that, but pretty interesting. Check it out. I was sitting there, so I had to pull it. And this reminds me, maybe we should do this again. Because this is an evolving thing. My opinions will change.
Next year. But if you would have asked me the book list a year ago, it'd be different.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, this is where my head's at today. These are kind of the six or seven books that I come back to regularly. So I actually believe you buy physical books to reread them. You don't just buy them to look pretty. You know what, man, between these seven and the Bible, I'm reading quite a bit, man. And so that's where my head's at these days. Proverbs has some awesome stuff. Our book has some awesome stuff. Secrets of Consulting is where it's at. Vacanti has influenced. I mean, these are just who's influencing us today.
Yeah.
I think if we did this, maybe we'll do this again in a year and you'd find out there's different stuff that's influencing us tomorrow.
Yeah. All the time. Keep reading. So,
yeah. And if you want more book recommendations, we've got bookshelves full behind us. Mm-hmm. Leave us a message in the chat. If you have a specific topic, I'm sure we have a book that could help. What we want to know in the comments. So somewhere in the comments section, somewhere in there, what is your go-to book? When someone says, hey, I want to learn more about Scrum and Agile, what's the book that you turn to help get people down the path?
Yeah, and maybe what are you reading for fun, too? That's always
Yeah.
Hit us in the comments.
What are you reading for fun? Well, I'm a graduate student right now, so I'm reading all nonfiction, and it's fun. But I'll get back to fun reading someday. Todd, what's your fun creative read?
So old school, I like the Harry Potter series, man.
All right.
I'm not ashamed of it either. It's really well-written books. J.K. Rowling, really good. You can still reread them.
I'm reading them all with my boys right now.
Yep, same here. Sweet. We're doing that with the kids, too.
All right, this is another episode of Your Daily Scrum. These are the books that influence us. We want to know the books that have influenced you down in the comments in that space below. Be sure to smash that like button, right? The more likes and follows that we get, the more that we're able to create this content, right? So the more people that join us on this journey, the more that we can do. And so smash that like button. Be sure to subscribe. Get the notifications so that you know that when we've put a new video out. Leave us your questions in the comments. We want to hear from you, as you've noticed. This was actually a submitted question, and you're going to see a lot more popping up. We have a huge backlog, but we need more. We need to keep answering them. So thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. And we will see you tomorrow on the next Your Daily Scrum.
Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!